Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Wild and Sabres tonight. The Wild are absolutely on fire this season. It's just absolutely incredible. I mean, they were in danger of being buried after a dreadful October. They lost 6 games in regulation. I mean, they weren't even getting points in these. Last night, they get 2 against Colorado Avalanche. I know it went to overtime and then ultimately a shootout, and the Wild got it done. But now, 32 points in 25 games, headed in the right direction. And a little bit of breathing room, but you got to remember, you know, after they dug that hole, it's very difficult to gain ground. Top wild card, Vegas. Second wild card, Utah. It'll take me a while to get used to the Utah mammoth.
The mammoth!
Yeah. And then you got the Sharks, 27, Blackhawks, 25. So, even after this great November and the great play by the goalies.
That's right. Say it, Steve.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest, protector.
The Wall of St. Paul and the Gus Bus. And I would assume after the Wall of St. Paul gets it done, I think he made a save that gave the Wild the shootout win.
Mm.
Now it'll be Gus. Hey, by the way, When you played, did you have to do that shootout stuff?
Some tournaments here and there, but it wasn't part of, quote, regular season games.
Yeah.
And we got to college.
Sure.
I think the WCHA would do it, but it's rare. But every breakaway is a shootout. Everything rests on the one-on-one.
Yeah. I mean, really, it is all about the goaltending. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's get right down to it. At any level, you get great goaltending, you got a chance.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw, Steve, but there was some commentary by the Colorado Avalanche play-by-play team when he made the final save. I think it was against somebody in Cale McCarr or somebody. And they said that he was celebrating like he won a Stanley Cup. And to that I say, was it the guy who has a mullet that's on their TV commentary? I like to have a word with him. I used to watch a lot of Colorado Avalanche hockey. But, like, when there's a good thing, as we were talking about with our sports information, it's just one save, it's one shootout. Let him have a moment. Let him take aim like Apollo does and point to that giant flaming ball in the sky. Let the arrow go.
Well, and here's the thing. It is also called sports entertainment, and you're on home ice, and your team's on a roll, and the Colorado Avalanche have dropped 1 game in regulation this season.
Yeah.
It is a big win.
They're on such a heater, they haven't left the smoking area outside yet.
I love that term. A heater.
Fan the flames. Fan those
great
flames.
Great stuff. By the way, goal for men's hockey, speaking of hockey, they got 1 game in Denver, and it's tonight. That's it.
Is there a home and home
situation? It's not
a
weekend. No. They split with Penn State last weekend at 3M Arena at Mariucci, and now they just have 1 game in Denver. And I keep looking. Wait a minute. You want all the way to Denver to play one game at Ball Arena.
Doesn't Don Lucia have some connections at Colorado College? Could we have called and made a second scheduled game? That's so weird.
Or play two at Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, Saturday is Sunday. Play a matinee on Sunday.
Pioneers have to do whittle some sticks? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, they're young people. They could play a night game followed by a day game. That'd be no big deal.
No big deal.
It just looks like, and by the way, if you want to watch, it's on Fox 9 Plus a little bit later on, a little bonus there. Golden Gopher women's team, they are idle. They get the Tommies home and home in St. Paul and then at Ritter Arena next Friday and Saturday. I do need to get over to see the new rink at St. Thomas. Have you been over there yet?
I have not. Yeah, I'm waiting for my invitation. Yeah, I love purple is the most underutilized color in hockey, and so I am so happy that program decided to go major. I'm so happy that they put that color everywhere. I'll probably buy something, even though those are all cake eaters over there. But, you know.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying. I had friends that go.
Do you want to throw your email out there now?
Oh, they know. It's just lindsay@odyssey.com or lindsay.brown. Send me all of your hate.
Lindsay has no fear.
I have no fear of the St. Thomas Tommies.
I would like to
find you plums.
I would like to applaud the fact that Cake Eaters has made its way from the high school level all the way up.
Well,
to the
they all go to law school at St. Thomas. Where do you think the inflation pricing is coming from? Come on.
By the way, that is the final series before this month-long break. And it just seems like really, really long. And I know I've talked to Brad Frost a lot over the years about this. But this home and home with St. Thomas, Friday in St. Paul, and then Saturday at Ritter, they're both matinees. Then it's just kind of like, yeah, we're done until early January.
We got finals.
I know there's finals and all of this and a little, but that's an insane break.
And honestly, Steve, when you think about what it actually is, how many days your body gets rest, it's maybe like 10 days you get to rest because you have finals and then you have captain's practice, essentially. You got to get out there on the ice. Sometimes I'd put on the forward gear, skate around, show them what they're really missing in the offense. And you do that while you're going to finals. You have workouts when you go home so you don't put on a bunch of weight and get all fat and happy from the holidays. And then you have to return early from break. You get that holy time on campus where it's just you and the basketball teams and the men's teams. And it's literally the best time of year, those 2 weeks where you're just playing hockey. 2 days, those suck. But you're just hanging out, binging the Tudors with your teammates for like 7 hours a day, getting Nerf guns in the crow's nest, taking people out as they walk into the arena. It's when true like kid time is. It's not a break, but it is.
The pure joy of being a student athlete.
Yes. Yeah, sure. It's the best.
All right, let's jump back to the scores, college football. And it is a really good day for all the area teams. They were winners. We heard Aaron Worm's report, D2 playoffs. Minnesota State, they went on the road at UIndy, and they advanced to take on the number one team, Ferris State, next week in Michigan. 35-27 the winner today. So Minnesota State, they've won two in a row, and then a big test next week in the D2 football playoffs. On to Division III. Great day for all the teams around the area. And you're not kidding. My Egg Champ, Bethel, beat Code today, 51-26 in Arden Hills. And here's a look at some of the numbers from that game, courtesy of our friends at D3Football.com. And oh, by the way, Pat Coleman from D3Football.com joins us at 5:25 to look at what happened today and the next round in an intriguing showdown, St. John's against EW River Falls in the third round of the playoffs. But, yeah, big day for Bethel today in that 51-26 victory. And as you might expect for the Bethel Royals today, Cooper Drews, 16-26, he had one pick, but three touchdowns, 250 yards on the game today in the snow, in the wind, in the cold. That is a pretty impressive for the Bethel Royals. And a couple other numbers. On the ground, very effective. David Gibley, 19 carries, 98 yards, and a touchdown to lead the way today. And Albert Rundle, the leading receiver, 6 catches, 135 yards, 2 touchdowns today. Bethel wins. They advance in the D3 playoffs. And by the way, Bethel on the other side of the bracket from St. John's and UW River Falls. And the Bethel Royals host UW Platteville next week. Time to be announced, but almost certain Bethel, the MIAC champ, will be at home to Platteville next week. Platteville beat Alma 24-6. And by the way, Wisconsin lacrosse beat Hope 9-7. What do? They get Norris Central of Illinois next week. Norris Central beat Hanover 38-6. Meanwhile, as we mentioned, St. John's, big win over Monmouth, 49-15, and River Falls rolled over Chapman, 58-7. Those two teams meet next week. And Wheaton of Illinois won down at Wartburg, 28-24. They will take on DePauw. So the winner of that Wheaton-DePauw game gets the winner of the St. John's UW River Falls game as the D3 playoffs continue. So you're up to date on the scores. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Jonathan Lowell will jump in. Huge games in the Big Ten, the top 25. LSU Oklahoma tied at 10 late in the third quarter there. And then over at the U, Minnesota leading Wisconsin 17-7. That game's moved to the fourth quarter in the snow at Huntington Bank Stadium. So Jonathan will have all that. Then Pat Coleman from D3Football.com. It's all on the way here at News Talk. E3O-WCCO.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, huge games today. Paul Bunyan's X on the line over at the U in the snow. In Ann Arbor, the game, Ohio State and Michigan, and so many more. Some of the big games started on Thanksgiving, continued into Friday. Jonathan Lowe, what do you got?
Thank you very much, Steve, and let's get to it quick because we got people waiting on the line. It is a wonderful, beautiful rivalry Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere, and we get it rolling in the Big Ten. The snow globe, of today is over at Huntington Bank Stadium, and Minnesota is trying to close out another win in the rivalry for Paul Bunyan's Axe. They lead Wisconsin 17-7 with about 7 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Scotty has the ball, but only on their own 11-yard line. We head out to Seattle next, where number 6 Oregon is leading Washington 19-7. Just at the beginning of the fourth quarter, Oregon trying to get their 11th win on the season. Penn State and Rutgers in a slugfest early in the fourth quarter in Piscataway. Winner gets bowl eligibility, and Rutgers leads now 36-33. Penn State, 4th and 6 on their own 23, looks like they'll have to punt it away. Earlier today, number 1 Ohio State at number 15 Michigan. The battle for the game, the battle for that coveted rivalry status and the win. Ohio State hadn't won in 4 years. That streak is over. 27-9. Buckeyes get to 12-0 on the season. Coming up later, Maryland will be at Michigan State. Northwestern heads to Illinois. USC, number 17 in the country, they will host UCLA in the battle for LA. Yesterday, it was Iowa all over Nebraska, 40-16. Number 2, Indiana wallops Purdue. And the Hoosiers get to 12-0 on the year on the season. They win 56-3 over the Boilermakers. To the top 25 scoreboard, it is a knockdown, dragout slugfest in Norman. Number 8, Oklahoma and LSU are tied. Just now started the fourth quarter, tied at 10. Oklahoma trying to get their 10th win on the season. Number 19, Tennessee. They are in the red zone trying to catch up to number 14, Vanderbilt. The Commodores lead early in the fourth quarter, 31-21. Earlier today, number 12, Miami wins at number 22, Pitt, 38-7. Number 5, Texas Tech keeps their, they should have locked up a bid for the playoff. They'll be at the Big 12 Championship next week. 49-0 they win in Morgantown over West Virginia. Number 11, BYU gets to 11-1. They'll get a rematch with Texas Tech next week in Arlington. 41-21 they win today over Central Florida. Coming up later, number 18, Virginia hosts Virginia Tech. Number 10, Alabama at Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Number 24, Tulane, they'll be at home against Charlotte. Number 21, SMU on the road at Cal. Number 9, Notre Dame will be on the farm at Stanford. Number 7, Ole Miss yesterday won the Egg Bowl. They defeat Mississippi State 38-19. Number 13, Utah gets a win at Kansas 31-21. It was number 4, Georgia winning clean old-fashioned hate over number 23, Georgia Tech 16-9. Number 16, Texas wins their rematch rivalry with number 3, Texas A&M, 27-17, A&M's first loss of the season. Number 25, Arizona wins over number 20, Arizona State, 23-7. In the FCS playoffs, first round today, South Dakota State a winner over New Hampshire, 41-3. South Dakota defeats Drake, 38-17. North Dakota upsets Tennessee Tech, 31-6. It was Illinois State over Southeastern Louisiana, 21-3. Youngstown State falls in a shootout to Yale, 43-42. North Dakota State, the number one team in FCS, had the week off. They will be hosting Illinois State next week in the second round. North Dakota will be at Tarleton State. South Dakota State will be at Montana. South Dakota heads to Mercer.
Lowell will get another hit on that scoreboard coming up in a bit, but certainly before 6 and when we say goodbye. D3 playoffs, all the teams in the area advance. St. John's, Bethel, and UW-River Falls move on. Pat Coleman joins us from D3Football.com. You were up at Clemens Stadium in Collegeville today to see the Johnnies' victory today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. A great day in Division III football. I think a lot of places where games came down to the final minutes, and a lot of places where snow made everything a lot more fun to watch, maybe more fun to watch from home. And yeah, St. John's the winner in the snow against Monmouth, 49-15.
Yeah, and we already pointed out Bethel had the big win, and they will get UW-Platteville next week. We went through the numbers, and we are going to see MIAC, WIAC showdowns with St. John's getting UW-River Falls as well next week.
We sure are. A lot of talk about the WIAC getting 4 playoff teams into the field this year, and 3 of the 4 of them won today in the second round. So, yeah, kind of inevitable that you get some of those WIAC, MIAC matchups. We didn't really have any in the regular season between these contenders. So, it's all fair game in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah. What's your read on that? And with St. John's and River Falls, two greater Mountain Show area teams, at St. John's up in Collegeville, and then you got Bethel and Platteville. How do those shake out?
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. So River Falls, I think we've talked about this before. They have the great quarterback, Caleb Blaha, graduated from Fridley High School. They play kind of a run-and-gun offense. They really want to have 90 to 95 offensive snaps in a game. They really want to beat you with the intensity of their offense, keep the defense on their heels. Blaha's a dual threat. He's a running and a passing quarterback. And they've got a decent run game and a number of good receivers. The thing about River Falls is their defense has gotten so much better over the course of the season. They were very young when the season started. They gave up a bunch of points to Co. So if you're looking at the River Falls Co game from, September 13th or whatever, I'm not sure that's super indicative. And then, that Bethel-Platteville game, I think Bethel is the higher seed and should be hosting. We'll know for sure later tonight or sometime tomorrow. But it's a big test for Bethel, too. Bethel's really, their one big test has been St. John's, and St. John's one big test was Bethel. So they begin to answer some of those questions today by beating some teams out of conference, and then Platteville will probably be a step up from Co., but I feel like Bethel is the higher seed and a higher-ranked team for a reason.
Yeah, and then finally, La Crosse, the other team still alive out of the WIAC, they have a tough test, nor is Central of Illinois in the next round.
Yeah, and La Crosse obviously didn't look great today, but I think snow was a big factor. That's lake effect snow. They were in Holland, Michigan, so they're on the other side of Lake Michigan. Kyle Haas has been their starting quarterback most of the season, but he's been banged up a bit. He played today. That's a big deal. Gabe Lynch is their starting running back. He's been in and out of the lineup. If they're in full strength, they'll need it. North Central, they lost a ton of people from the team that won the national championship last season, but they've looked really impressive so far this year. They beat Wheaton handily, and as you mentioned earlier, Wheaton went down to Wartburg today and won. North Central is probably still the favorite in this bracket, so that's a big test for La Crosse next week.
Pat Coleman, D3Football.com, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Have you figured out where you're going to be next week?
I expect to be at Bethel. I haven't asked Bethel for a credential yet. Sometimes that press box is a little tight. So we'll see if I'm there or at River Falls.
All right. Well, let us know, Pat. Always good to have you on. Fun time of year for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Pat Coleman, D3Football.com. And we got all these area teams still in the mix. Very good stuff. And as we pointed out, Minnesota State, they got their second straight win in the playoffs, and they advance to take on number one Ferris State next week. Minnesota State won at U-Indy 35-27 on a windy day. It didn't snow in Indy today, but at Ferris State, we'll see how the weather looks next week, but the Mavericks win and advance. It is 5:30, quick break. We'll come back. Once again, Lindsey Brown, Jonathan Lohr here. I'm Steve Thompson. Thanks so much for joining us here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
College football final continues here at News Talk. 830-WCCO. Lindsey Brown is here. Jonathan Lewis here. We'll have another look at the Big Ten and top 25 scoreboard. We had football in the elements today at the U at Huntington Bank Stadium. That game still in progress, Minnesota and Wisconsin. We had college football in the elements, Clemens Stadium up in Collegeville, Johnny's win in the D3 playoffs, and in Arden Hills at Royal Stadium, Bethel advances to the next round. I don't know about you, Lindsey. Sitting out and watching a football game today?
Ooh.
Nope.
It's a hard pass for you, but you're such
a hard pass.
You're such a passionate fan of the game, Steve. Like, you've been at this for years. Like, wouldn't you want to relish the opportunity to view football in the weather it's meant to?
No, I did enough of that. You know, cold weather games early in my career in South Dakota.
Oh.
Late in the season. Windy, cold, snow, and then wondering how I was going to get back to Sioux Falls in the wind and the cold and the snow. I did a college football game in a snowstorm out in the Black Hills. Sioux Falls College at the time, now the University of Sioux Falls, proud member of the Northern Sun. I was doing their play-by-play pre-Tom Frederick, the legend Tom Frederick, and they had a playoff game out in the Black Hills in a snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And what the great story is, the gear, I sent you photos. I found my old play-by-play gear. This is an old rotary dial phone, an old-school Shure mic mixer, and then an old-school Radio Shack headphone amp. So three components.
Rest in
power, and I did these games. Here's the thing about that playoff game out in the Black Hills. They were playing South Dakota Tech in the playoffs in Rapid City, and it was a good old-fashioned storm, snowstorm. And the power went out, but they decided to keep playing, so the Raps kept the time on the field. And
so this is during the daytime, I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a day game.
Ball fire up in the sky.
Yeah. Power went out, but there was visibility to be able to play in the snow. And obviously, the headphone amp and the mic mixer need electricity. But the old school phone didn't. So I picked up that phone, and I sent you a photo. It is an old school, what do you think that color is? Tan?
An aged beige?
Yeah.
a mature beige. Steve.
Yeah, mature beige or
we call everybody middle-aged.
That's
white
perfect.
People. Mature beige.
That's perfect. You know, when I go to the paint store, I'm going to say, yeah, show me the aged beige.
Too juvenile. Too juvenile. Not enough.
Anyway, so this is an old school rotary dial phone, and I'm curious if it still works. I mean, this stuff's got to be. I think I started using it in the early 90s.
Oh, so as old
and
as
was
I am.
Old, it was old back then. Well, anyway, what was great is with the old school rotary phone as kind of being the hub of this, we sent the game down the regular old phone line. When the power went out, the phone still worked because it's got its own power, you know? When the power went out, the old phone lines would work. So I ended up calling the game on the phone, and then when there was a timeout, I would hand that receiver over to the color commentator I worked with.
God.
So, you know, I was thinking of disposing this stuff when I found it in the closet.
Mm-mm.
And then I sent you a photo. And I think I'm going to put it up on my social media feed. So this stuff is an old friend.
That's a potential nest egg enhancer later on, depending on the condition. But if it's set, if you say that it was used by you to call certain game, you could really pump it up, Steve. You're a big deal. You've seen some things.
No.
Come on.
What I'm saying, though, is, I mean, this stuff has tremendous sentimental value to me, like an old friend. I'm doubting the Pavic Museum wants any part of this.
But the Smithsonian might have room.
No.
Come on. Who
it
says though?
After I sent you the photos, is it worth posting on social media?
Yes. As a brand-minded person, definitely do it.
I will do that. I don't know if it's over at Huntington Bank Stadium yet. It's close. Gopher's trying to put it away. Up 17-7. Jonathan Lowe will have another rundown of all the scores.
Yes, Steve, it is inside the two-minute timeout.
Yeah, so they're getting in there. All right, to you. Day like today, Clemens Stadium in Collegeville, a Royal Stadium at Bethel, or over at the U. Are you sitting outside for the entire football game today? Lindsay, you first, yes or no?
Absolutely not.
Jonathan, I think I know the answer.
Heck
you want
no.
Oh, heck
no.
A true sicko for a second.
It's not, oh no, it's heck no.
Not even
heck
in Arden Hills. It's right by your place by Flaherty's. It's down the road.
No.
Come on, there's crossover between Flaherty's and Bethel.
I will send my spirit over to the game.
I'm not doing
good luck and goodwill, and they can have my spirit for about 3 hours, and I will keep my body inside.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, Jonathan and I worked for a lot of years with our good buddy Eric Nelson, and he's still a very active member of the local sports media. And Eric loved football and the elements. And his son Preston is a fine running back for the Champlain Park Rebels. He'll be a senior next year. And I'm sure, I know all his sons probably love football and the elements. Me, no. I'm not. I want no part of that.
Have you seen this trend? I think some of these Fox sports games have been having where the students will get into a section and they'll just start taking off their T-shirts and waving them around. They'll be bare-chested.
It's a tough economy, Jonathan.
In a group. Not just in like a couple of spots, in like a group of 50.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw this was Iowa State was playing, I believe it was the BYU game, and the conditions were not great. It was raining, it was cold, but no, these yahoos up in the upper section of the stadium, 50 to 75 of these guys all running their shirts around there, you know, whipping them around like Petey Pablo.
It's all men.
Back in 2000. That's right.
Show me that money.
Yes.
Show me that money. What
no, it's...
Take your shirt off, spin around your head like a helicopter.
And we've seen that today. There's video proof.
Something tells me
some
that,
of the students.
Something tells me that Eric Nelson might be in the middle of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want
what a time to prove
no part of football in the element. The people that do, hey, good for you.
It is great to watch on TV.
And you know what? the television producers, executives, when they saw the game for Paul Bunyan's axe was going to be in the, they just love that. Oh,
this is the weather that Paul Bunyan cut down the forest in.
Exactly.
Reminiscent.
And it looks like the Gophers are going to be able to get it done. They're victory formation, Minnesota leading Wisconsin 17-7 late. We'll take a break. We'll come back. That'll go final. Jonathan Lowell will have a rundown of the Big Ten and the top 25 before we say goodbye here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. I doubted him. I thought the Badgers would claim the axe. Instead, the Gophers beat the Badgers. And they have now won 4 of 5 in the series, including 2 in a row. They did it in Madison 24-7. This year at Huntington Bank Stadium, it is a final 17-7. The Gophers hang on to the axe, and now 7-5. They would have got beat today, and it would have been 6-6, and like, oh, yeah, we're bowl eligible. Nice win today for the Gophers. Tip of the cap after playing poorly at Wrigley Field and losing to Northwestern a week ago. Gophers get it done 17-7 with a rundown of all the scores in the Big Ten and Top 25. Don't go away. If you missed it, we'll have a rundown of the D2 and D3 playoff scores involving area teams, and we'll do that in a moment. But first, Jonathan Lowe.
Thank you very much, Steve. The fear, the hatred is stoked. But you know what happened? You know what we came bumping in with? The Gophers are going to the club, folks. They're going to the club tonight. That's right. They're going down to Dinky Town, down the street, and get in the club, go to the library, go to all the other places, because they win on a rivalry. Saturday in the fall, y'all. College football here, there, and everywhere. Let's get it rolling down at snowy Huntington Bank Stadium, where it is over. The Gophers win the axe 17-7 over Wisconsin. And Minnesota 7-5 as they will go bowling on the bowling this season. Wisconsin will not go bowling, definitely not. They finish 4-8. We will continue to monitor whether Luke Fickell has a job come this time next week. Let's get to some of the other scores. Midway through the fourth quarter in Seattle, number 6 Oregon leads Washington 26-14. The score there. 2 minutes to go. In Piscataway, a bowl berth on the line, bowl eligibility. Penn State leads Rutgers 40-36. Earlier today, number 1 Ohio State started off slow in snowy Ann Arbor, but at the Big House, it was their show today. They win going away 27-9 over number 15 Michigan. Ohio State is 12-0. Coming up in just a few moments, about 10 to 15 minutes, Maryland will be at Michigan State. In just about 40 minutes, Northwestern will be at Illinois. Also in about 40 minutes, number 17 USC will host UCLA. Finals from yesterday, as this is a Black Friday Thanksgiving weekend, y'all, you know that. Iowa defeats Nebraska in Lincoln 40-16. It was number 2 Indiana finishing off a 12-0 season, the first time they've done that in their school's history. 56-3, they win the Old Oaken Bucket over Purdue. To the top 25 scoreboard, it is getting late in Norman. LSU leads number 8 Oklahoma with 5 minutes to play, 13-10 to score. Oklahoma has the ball inside their 20, starting their drive to see if they can tie or win the game. Number 14 Vanderbilt with about 6.5 to go in Knoxville. They lead number 19 Tennessee. It looks like Vanderbilt will get to 10-2 on the year, 38-24 the score there. Number 12, Miami. They win earlier today at number 22, Pitt, 38-7. Number 5, Texas Tech shuts out West Virginia, 49-0. Number 11, BYU. They win over Central Florida, 41-21. Coming up in just a few moments, it's number 18, Virginia, at home taking on Virginia Tech. Number 10, Alabama, later on, will be at Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Number 24, Tulane, they host Charlotte. Number 21, SMU, will be at Cal. And late tonight, number 9, Notre Dame, then their annual rivalry will be on the farm taking on Stanford. Yesterday, number 7, Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl, 38-19 over Mississippi State. Number 13, Utah, they win over Kansas, 31-21. And by the way, instant update in Norman. A huge touchdown pass from John Mateer to Isaiah Satania. Oklahoma takes a 16-13 lead, trying to keep their playoff berth bid alive. What a huge play. 58 yards on that touchdown pass. Now back to yesterday. Number 4, Georgia. They went over number 23, Georgia Tech, 16-9. Number 3, Texas A&M suffers their first loss of the season. They lose at number 16, Texas, 27-17. Number 25, Arizona loses. I'm sorry, they win at in Tempe over number 20, Arizona State, 23-7. To the FCS scoreboard today, Missouri Valley teams in action. South Dakota State wins at home over New Hampshire, 41-3. South Dakota wins at home at the Dakota Dome over Drake, 38-17. North Dakota goes on the road, wins at Tennessee Tech, 31-6. Youngstown State loses to Yale, 43-42 at home. And Illinois State heads on the road and wins at Southeastern Louisiana, 21-3. That means next week it'll be North Dakota State, number 1 in the country, taking on Illinois State in the second round of the FCS tournament. Number 14, South Dakota State will be at number 3, Montana. Number 11, South Dakota at number 6, Mercer. North Dakota will be on the road looking for another upset at number 4 seed, Tarleton State. One other quick note, we got some volleyball here. I just wanted to congratulate the St. Thomas Tommies. They win the Summit League earlier in the week. The Division I bracket will be announced tomorrow. They will be in the NCAA tournament for the first time ever. The Gophers will be there as well in Division II. That bracket is announced. They start next weekend. St. Cloud State and Concordia St. Paul will be in that regional next weekend. And then there are two teams in Division III volleyball from the WIAC that will be in the national quarterfinals next week. Congratulations to them. I believe Whitewater is one of them, and I believe the other is Platteville. So just looking at, I'm sorry, Oshkosh is one of them, and the other team involved is Eau Claire. So Oshkosh and Eau Claire, good luck next week at the national quarterfinals. That starts on Wednesday.
All right, Jonathan, and a quick update, D2, good news. Minnesota State wins at UIndy 35-27. They will be at number 1 Ferris State in round 3 next week. Big thanks to Aaron Worm, the voice of the Mavericks, and his game report early. All the area teams in the D2 playoffs get it done today. MIAC champ Bethel, they win big. They beat Cole 51-26. They play Platteville next Saturday. Meanwhile, St. John's, the runner-up in the MIAC, they were a big winner over Monmouth today in Collegeville, 49-15. They'll play UW River Falls. They took down Chapman, 58-7. So it's River Falls and St. John's next week. And, oh, by the way, La Crosse, they got a win as well. They beat Hope, 9-7. They'll play North Central of Illinois next week. So three area teams still alive in the playoffs. So very good news indeed there. All right, now we got to talk a little NFL. We had the big three Thanksgiving Day games in the NFL, and we have learned Max Brosmer will get the start for the Minnesota Vikings in Seattle. And the Vikings season certainly in jeopardy. J.J. McCarthy in the concussion protocol, not available to play. So it will be Brosmer at the helm in a very tough place to play on Sunday. You got a beat-up offensive line again. Whoa.
Usually goes well, you know, when the quarterback. Oh. Is he a slippery type of QB? Is he a guy that can move in space well, maybe understand the gaps that are closing around him at a high rate of speed?
You know, he looked pretty good in the preseason, but it is a preseason. We know the starters don't play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a guy to finally get his opportunities, an undrafted free agent, did a nice job. There were a lot of people that expected him to be, we'll tuck him on the practice squad. No one's going to want him. But he played well enough in the preseason where they felt like they had to put him on the 53 or other teams were going to grab him for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was the conventional wisdom. Someone's going to grab Brosmer. So he is older. He is experienced. He's considered a student of the game. I think job one is just not get killed. And if there was a knock on McCarthy, not only missing open receivers, but holding on to the ball too long. I don't think we're going to need to worry about that with Brosmer. I think he's going to be one of these guys who goes back and he's going to get rid of the ball. He is not going to hang on to the ball too long. Now, whether that translates into a competitive game, they're 11.5-point underdogs, and rightfully so. I just hope the kid doesn't get killed.
Yeah, running game, that was kind of like what we saw last week. When you get on those first or second down and you're able to get at least six, like, you're in a good spot. You're in a good spot. You got to convert on thirds, obviously, but they've been able to get a little bit something going with those mid-range runs, and so they're definitely going to need a lot of that to help support Max.
Yeah, for sure. But I think all reports are is this guy really does his homework. You know, he's totally ready to play. We'll see. I mean, the Vikes at 4-7 in this division, in this situation, we kind of know the reality of where the 2025 season is, but wish them well. That's going to be a tall order tomorrow at 3:05. By the way, the game on Fox, we got to run. Thanks to Lindsey Brown. Thanks to Jonathan Lowe. And thank you for tuning in.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.